What do you call that vine that you get a rash from if you touch it?
That's poison, bro.
Called what?
Poison vine. Ivy. Poison ivy.
What kinds?
You will get a rash too. It'll put your eyes out if you get in your eye.
What kinds of berries grow around here?
Well, it used to be lots of blackberries. It's right now to be in season where you've got any briars. And huckleberries that grow on the mountains, you know. A little blackberry, awful good. They grow in the mountains.
How about
woodlands? And there used to be a big old gooseberry. It was a sort of a bitter berry, but you know, folks get people to
pick. How about the big red berry that you make sometimes straw?
You must be talking about cherries.
Or straw?
Huh?
Strawberry?
Strawberry grows on the ground.
Yeah. Now, a kind of a bush-like, it's a big, almost like a bush-like tree that grows up in the mountains. Laurel? Does a laurel grow around here?
There are laurels, yeah, they grow around here, but they grow in the woods.
Uh-huh. And how about...
I bought a lot up here in this subdivision. You still got it. It's got a lot of them laurels on it. They're just a big leaf. Then there's ivy. There's ivy that grows in the woods. It'll poison your cattle. People used to have a lot of trouble with that. They'd eat that ivy and it'll poison their cattle. It's got a leaf, but it ain't near as big as the laurel. The laurel's a bigger leaf. Bigger, grows bigger.
Is there any rhododendron or magnolia around here?
Well, I've heard of that then, but there's none around here. I don't know where that grows. Whether it, I guess it grows in the woods, in the mountains. Rich hollers and fern. There used to be a lot of fern. You know, them hollers, that cattle would live on there then.
Was there
one of them big, deep, rich hollers on the mountain?
Yeah. Was there anything called sweet fern?
Yeah, I've heard that.
You know what that is?
I don't know. I don't know. My wife might know. I don't know what it is. It was some kind of a fern, you know.
Mm-hmm. And a woman whose husband is dead, she'd be called a...
widder.
And a...
And a fern or man separated and she's divorced, she's a grass widder.
Okay. Okay, good. That's good. Right. And if... we're talking about your children before. You have you said your son and your... The woman who works in Gatlinburg, that's your...
My daughter.
Yeah. And a woman who assists with a... And she, when she was little, she'd say she wasn't a little boy, she was a little... You know, then... Not a boy, but a...
Girl?
Sure. That's the... I wasn't expecting any strange word there. I was just for pronunciation. In the years ago, before they had the hospital was available, there might have been a woman in the community to help.
Oh, Lord, yeah, there's an old woman over here. She was my wife, saying she caught all the children in this country. She got all of mine, but my boy, and she was dead then. She done better than the doctors done.
Is that right?
She'd come to your home, you know, and go and get her, and she'd come to your home, and she'd have a woman get along just as well. I never knowed her to lose many.
What do they call a woman who does that?
They call her a midwife.
Okay. Did they ever call her?
Granny woman.
Yeah, okay. And when a woman's going to have a baby, you say she's...
pregnant.
And a child born out of wedlock. Now, there used to be a humorous names for...
Yeah, they call them days bastards, or now they're illegitimate.
Uh-huh.
Illegitimate children.
Yeah. Did they ever use the term either a old field colt or a catch colt or a woods colt?
Woods colt. Woods colts if a woman had one not married, you know.
Right.
Somebody telling I was talking to somebody the other day about that, trying to get something straightened out, and said, well, now she was a woods colt.
If your brother's son, what would his relation be to you?
My brother's son?
Yeah.
I'd be his uncle.
And he'd be your...
nephew.
Yeah. And a child whose parents are dead is a...
orphan.
And a court then might have to appoint a...
Well, a orphan down away, you're under a minor. See, if I had minor children, or my boy now, my boy where he's got them two there, you know, they'd be minors. Well, if he left an estate or something like that, more than his wife was allowed to take care of, well, they'd have to appoint somebody, you know, to
Call that a guard.
Take care of that money, you know.
Call that person a guard.
A guardian. Uh-huh. A guardian.